diving crews cut efforts short over the weekend while recovering diesel fuel from the sunken supply boat Monarch. The operation in Cook Inlet began Saturday, and the state on-scene coordinator from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, Gary Fawley, says the tides affected the ship used as a staging area.
The mooring system failed, I think it was about 8 o'clock that evening. And so at this point, what the engineers are, and the salvage master are doing are doing some engineering studies to see if they can come up with a stronger mooring system. And also, it may be that the deep draft of the Perseverance is working against us, making it more susceptible to the currents.
By that time, the divers had recovered about 1,000 gallons of fuel. They estimate a total of about 30,000 gallons. Fawley says the little time they had Saturday meant they at least know the suction system works. Now, he says, they need to implement a new plan.
At this point, we're out looking for a replacement vessel, something that would be more suitable as a dive platform, and also reevaluating the mooring system.
The Monarch sank in January while delivering supplies to a drilling platform about 16 miles west of Nikiski.